This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Each new year brings New Year resolutions. Most people resolve to make positive changes in their lives, such as eating healthy. As we get older, it becomes even more important to maintain a healthy diet to stay healthy. On this week's Life Transitions, Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Rita Walker, a registered dietitian, about the benefits of healthy eating for healthy aging.
As we begin a new year, we always make resolutions, and one of the most common resolutions made by most of us is losing weight, feeling good, feeling healthy. So how does a good diet help us reach that goal?
The main thing is not put it as a resolution. We need to make plans to do it continuously all year. And so we need to eat more like a nutritionally balanced diet all year rather than as a solution to lose so much weight during that year. We want to get all of our vitamins and minerals, and we want to eat five food groups, meaning we want to eat protein sections, our fruits and our vegetables, and look at it as a plate and divide your plate out with half of it being starches or vegetables and fruits, and then protein on one side and dairy group on the other side. And that way you'll get all of the nutrients you need.
It is very easy to identify different kinds of food groups. What is some practical advice you will give to people like me who, when hungry, will eat anything that is available to them?
The best way is to plan your meals out in advance, and not just plan meals out, but also to plan snacks out, because all of us are going to get hungry in the afternoon and we need to make those healthy snacks also. So if you'll plan your meals out in advance, you can also buy on a budget and streamline what you eat. And we need to remember that we need to concentrate more on the different food groups. For instance, on vegetables and fruits, they recommend that you eat five different vegetables and fruits a day. In other words, like two vegetables or three vegetables and two fruits or something along that line so that we get all of those nutrients. You also need protein sources. Now, it can be a vegetarian type source, like the beans and things like that are packed with protein, and you need some kind of dairy, especially people in the older age groups, because they tend to need more calcium and vitamin D than they do when they're younger, just like they need less calories, but they need the same amount of nutrients. The reason for this is because our metabolic changes, our activity level decreases, and our use of all of the vitamins and minerals that we take in is not as good as it was when we were young. There's a real good website that's called My Plate, that's sponsored by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that will give you nutrient-balanced meals based upon age groups, weight and height, and it even starts with children 2 years old.
Thank you so much, Rita. My guest for today was Rita Walker, who is a registered dietitian. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.